Perhaps you know his name, Casey Jones. Whether you do or you don't, his story of making up time in an old locomotive is a true life tale that has survived for well over a century now. We head to those rails on this edition of the American Countryside.
Use Radiate to give back to your crop's roots and pay it forward for generations to come. Radiate is the only root stimulant that can drive maximum root growth in all crops while growing the roots of all the young future farmers of America across the country. By using Radiate on your farm, you're helping Nutrien Ag Solutions give back to FFA and give back to the roots our crops and communities are built on. Ask your Nutrien Ag Solutions crop consultant for details about Radiate's give back program or learn more at RadiateRoots.com. Always read and follow label directions. Check registration in your state.
I'm Andrew McRae, your host for Farming the Countryside. We're talking about issues, tips, and trends affecting rural and agricultural America.
And then it was a burden on the local office. Essentially, you just have our county right now, or PLC.
On each show, I talk with guests who provide the latest info on important topics and the challenges and successes on their own operations.
We had an open house and invited the entire community. It was a huge event. We had about 750 people show up.
The Farming the Countryside podcast is brought to you by Nutrien Ag Solutions, the world's largest provider of crop inputs and services.
Clark Shaw shares the story of one of the most famous men to ever drive an old locomotive, Casey Jones.
He was born in 1863. He moved to Jackson, Tennessee here when he was about 18 years old. Had a tremendous love for the railroad as a young boy and grew up wanting to be a railroad engineer and became one at age 26.
The Jones home is today a part of a museum here at Casey Jones Village in Jackson, Tennessee. Casey handled freight service in the area, but in 1900, an opportunity opened up to do something on the rails he most wanted, be the engineer of a passenger train. It was a job that would take him to nearby Memphis.
He would do a daily run from Memphis down to Canton, Mississippi. It was a 188-mile run. He would go down, then wait a day, then take the next train back. And he did that for several months in early 1900 and loved the job, but he hated being late.
On April 29th, 1900, his skills would be put to the test. Already weary from a day's work, he was about to take another shift.
An engineer that was going to take the train back from Memphis down to Canton was sick. He had come in that day, was going to rest over and lay over a day, but he agreed to take the train back that night.
Not only was he taking someone's place, but the train he was about to command was very late.
The train out of Chicago was an hour and a half late. And he said, Sim Webb, his fireman, can we make up the lost time? He said, yeah, I think we can. So they were barreling down through North Mississippi. Sim Webb says they reached speeds of 100 miles an hour that night. Now, this is 1900.
Jones could make up the time at an astonishing pace, but as he advanced toward his goal, there was something lurking in the darkness. Our story continues next time as we travel the countryside. In Jackson, Tennessee, I'm Andrew McRae.